Hey there. Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. That's Nathan Fox. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This is an email from Jay.
Yep. Just says, hello. Is there any update on Rachel's free demon class? Thank you, Jay. We talked about this on Thinking LSAT just very recently. And there is an update. The class is called How to Get a Law Job You Love. It's going to be Saturday, May 14th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. I think it's going to be super useful. All you need is a free demon account. Go to lsat.link/Rachel and you can sign up for a free class about networking your way into not just a job, but a job you're actually going to love. Rachel on Thinking LSAT spoke very passionately about how much she likes her job. And it was like, because of the networking that she did, they ended up creating a perfect job for her.
Yeah.
You know, you contrast that with the typical resume drop bullshit that is like completely soul sucking and just devastating to send out 100 resumes to jobs that were not designed for you and they don't know you and they're getting thousands of applications and it's just this nightmare. And Rachel has a better way of getting jobs. I think that you can apply this to things outside of the legal job market, by the way.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be useful for everybody. Read this. So I'm talking to somebody who is a current user of Rachel's book.
Okay.
One of our students said this in the italics. Why don't you read that?
Yeah. It says, I started the worksheets last night. Rachel has worksheets in her book. It's a very hands-on, do this sort of stuff book, not just, hey, let me tell you the theory about getting a job. It's like, I'm going to have you start getting a job. Anyways, this person says she started the worksheets. She has you write down what your mental blocks are preventing you from achieving what you want and how you would fix them if you had unlimited abilities and resources. I found that helpful. Made me nail down what things I'm being pussy about and got me thinking about how I actually could resolve those things. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of starkly put, but
yep. Everybody's got their own word choices.
But I liked it. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. Like, you know, it just, I don't know. I'm not some like paragon of wisdom or whatever, but I do think that one of the hardest things in life is just deciding what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that these worksheets are oriented in that direction. It's like, hey, let's think about what you really would like if you had unlimited abilities, unlimited resources. Like, what is it that you really want? Okay, what's stopping you from getting those things that you really want? And then let's set to work on, you know, overcoming those obstacles. And that's not to say that all of them are going to be possible, but probably some of them are. And I don't know. I think it can feel really good to people to start working on the things that they can actually do something about.
Yeah. Well, I think this is not to pile on here, but I do really like this advice actually, because what astounds me, right? Like, I have more than my share of kids. And when we're talking about things that they want to do and why they're not doing them or whatever, what blows me away often is the roadblocks in their minds are not roadblocks, right? It's like, wait, you can't do that because what? You're like, oh, it's going to cost too much or something like that. Or whatever their roadblock is. And oftentimes it's like, oh no, all we have to do is just call this person and ask them to do this. And now problem solved. But in their mind, it's a deal breaker. It's over. They're not even considering doing this other thing that they're considering because there's this thing that's in the way. And I think this is a universal problem. When you're not in a domain that you're comfortable with or familiar with, it's, you have so many reasons why you can't do it. And the reality is a lot of those are completely unreal or based on just misinformation or bad assumptions. And it's like, okay, let's assume you had unlimited abilities and resources. Figure out what you would actually do, and then ask ourselves what roadblocks are in the way, and are they actually roadblocks? Do they even exist, for one?
Right. Well, we were talking about this on our teacher Slack yesterday. One of our teachers said, well, there's this novel issue that came up in class. One of my students said that they couldn't, they were worried about their LSAT upcoming because they had just broken a finger on their writing hand.
Yep.
And the teacher didn't know what advice to give. And, you know, we are happy to offer helpful advice. Ben, you actually went and started writing with different grips, and you found that you were able to write without one or more of your
fingers. I was actually surprised. I was like, wow, I really don't need my index finger. I am just as legible with my middle finger. But I don't know.
My reaction was a little bit stronger. My reaction was, what are you talking about? That's not even an obstacle. This is not a written essay exam. You're supposed to be making a little sketch of the clowns getting out of the clown car or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not an art project. You don't get points for how much you write. You get points for figuring out the system, and the work is going on in your brain. Yes, you are going to put some stuff on the page, but I'm pretty sure you could just go ahead and write with your other hand, or you could, I don't know, like the amount that you actually have to write is just not that much anyway. So I guess the point, I feel for somebody who has a broken hand, that sucks, broken finger. I just feel like that's an obstacle that is not really an obstacle. You could make it into an obstacle. I mean, you could just go ahead and cancel your LSAT administration and, you know, but I don't know. To me, that sounds more like maybe there are other reasons why you're not really ready for the test. If you're really ready for the test, I'm pretty sure you could break my hand and I could still go ahead and score perfectly on the LSAT logic games. I could definitely do it left-handed. I just don't think it would matter. So these obstacles are not always the super deal breaking obstacles that you think they are.
Yeah. Again, the link for Rachel's class is lsat.link/Rachel. Just go there and you can sign up. All you need is a demon free account. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.